WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The search for the gunman in the nation's latest mass shooting is underway. It happened Friday night. Many of the victims, just teenagers.
Authorities searching for the armed shooters in connection to a mass shooting that killed three and injured 15 at a local park overnight in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Dozens of people seen running. The victims, as young as 16, rushed to area hospitals.
ABC's Melissa Adon. Two sources telling us the Internal Revenue Service nearing a data sharing agreement to allow immigration police to use tax data to support the Trump administration's deportation agenda. The Coast Guard says it's suspending the search for three missing boaters, including two children, 17 hours after their boat capsized on the St. John's River in Jacksonville, Florida. Doctors announcing Pope Francis will be discharged from the hospital Sunday and return to his residence at the Vatican. The 88-year-old Pope has been in the hospital 37 days battling double pneumonia. This is ABC News. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy Saturday visiting the site of a new sinkhole that opened up on I-80 in Morris County, New Jersey this week. Snarling traffic crews working to repair it. Secretary Duffy.
This is a massive artery that can't be shut down. And so everyone is working together to figure out what solution we need to make sure we can open up this roadway again.
At least three sinkholes have formed on I-80 in the past 4 months. Measles cases rising nationwide.
There are now more than 370 cases across the country in 17 states, according to recent CDC data. That means there are more cases so far this year than all of last year. Keep in mind, we are only in March. More than 60 people have been hospitalized so far, with children under five seeing the highest rates of hospitalizations.
ABC's Rena Roy, March Madness. Arkansas defeats number 5 St. John's. Purdue beats McNeese. Michigan over Texas A&M. All advancing to the Sweet 16. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We acknowledge the courageous efforts of Dickie Chappelle. She defied expectations to become the first female war correspondent, reporting from the front lines of World War II and the Korean conflict. Editors at Life magazine and National Geographic called the Milwaukee area woman one of the most respected reporters of her time. Chappelle was 40 years old when she took up parachuting. She then made history by becoming the first woman to be approved by the Pentagon to jump into combat with American troops. Sadly, while on assignment in Vietnam in 1965, she was killed by a landmine. She was the first correspondent, male or female, to die in action. Her fearless pursuit of truth in the face of danger remains an inspiration to us all. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Brittany Merlau.
Welcome to the final hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Herbal Hasbeck. Now 4 locations in Dane County, including that brand new store in Sun Prairie, plus Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. Also online at herbalhasbeck.com. Let's kick off the 11 o'clock hour with Essential Last Crack. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
ground.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, a double dip of the mighty Last Crack. That is from The Uprising, released in 2019. The song is called Icicle. It's a jam. I like that song a lot. My Burning Time before that. Of course, you know, Last Crack, they haven't played a show since 2019. They're playing another show coming up in just a couple of weeks. The Rocker Jamboree. It's a benefit show to help raise money for Rocker and his out-of-pocket medical expenses from his heart attack. And we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Mama Cares, which is a great organization connected to the mamas here in Madison to help Madison musicians, artists out in their time of need. We would love to see you there. It's going to be a great lineup. Last Crack is playing, Magic 7, Mindox, Subatomic, Electromag. The best thing about this is the show starts early. It's an afternoon show, folks. So doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. You're going to be out of there by 5 o'clock. Unless you want to stick around for the late show, that's cool too. It's going to be a great afternoon of fun, great music from bands that you haven't heard play in at least 10 years. Electromag withstanding that, because they're the newer of the gang. The Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May the 4th. At the Burr Oak in Madison, I highly suggest getting those advance tickets right now. Just go to the Burr Oak webpage and grab those tickets as soon as possible. This thing will sell out. I've got some music on the way this hour from the Vanishing Kids. Did you know that Butto is drumming for them now? That blew me away. We'll do a flashback with Half Past Zero. We got some a Bad Ends End just around the corner. Let's do some Rogue Rat right now. Drag Strip Queen. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Twist the grip.
chasing his cocaine with a bottle of booze. One fatal night, he got behind the wheel of a $100,000 automobile. Said he felt alright, but it was hard.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, The Vanishing Kids and Midnight Children. That's from their latest album that was released last year. And like I said before, did you know that Butto is now drumming for Vanishing Kids? I saw that news, last week? Maybe for a week before last. Blew me away. And I was talking to Rocker about this. Like, I had no idea Butto was a drummer. Crazy. Before that, we heard Abaddon's End, Absence in Adolescence. They have a lot of stuff happening. Be sure to follow Abaddon's End on the socials. Great band out of southern Wisconsin. And I think they're going places. Let's go there with them. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. Max Inc. radio sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Hey, stick around. We got another band from the Rocker Jamboree lineup, Magic 7. They're next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock the Rocker Jamboree, a benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, the American Dead. She calls everybody honey. Mendota from Magic 7 before that. Hey, stick around. We got music from Good Morning V. We'll do some Common Threads. Ash Aria on the way. Right now is Color Phase, High, Fast, and Tight on Max Inc. Radio.
I'm gonna fly.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Ash, Aria, and The Burning. That's a couple of years old. Great song, though. Great jam. Mickey Sunshine before that. Bathroom Floor, one of my favorites from Mickey Sunshine. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio this evening. Really appreciate your ears. Don't forget, you can grab the podcast anytime at the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. While you're there, grab the app, the Civic Media app. Put that in your phone, and we'll take you. You can take us anywhere you go. And we'll take you as well. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening tonight. Common Threads just around the corner right now. Good Morning V. It's Blunderbuss. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Catch me here.
be standing here.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com. Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hospitalized for more than a month, Pope Francis will be released today and returned to the Vatican to continue rest and recovery. ABC's Inez de la Cotera has more from the foreign desk.
There are lots of questions as to what that's going to mean for his schedules. We know he had a big audience coming up with King Charles and Queen Camilla, for example. It's also Jubilee year. It's also Easter coming up, which is the busiest period of the church calendar. I traveled with him back in September on the longest trip of his papacy, and it was hard for us reporters to keep up with him. It was a grueling schedule that he had.
Police in New Mexico say they've arrested a 20-year-old and a 17-year-old in connection with a shooting at a park early Saturday that left three people dead and 15 others hurt. President Trump instructed the attorney general to punish law firms engaging in